Loper closed the door, gave us one last scorching glare, and stomped back down to the corrals. Needless to say, I had little desire to go with him. There are times to be a loyal dog, and there are times to be invisible. I chose invisible. As soon as Loper's footsteps faded into the distance, I turned to my assistant. "Well, you sure made a mess of this deal. Where were you last night when the robber strolled into the chicken house and had himself a feast?"
"I don't know. I never saw him."
"Exactly. Now the question is, why didn't you see him? What were you doing that was more important than guarding the chicken house?"
"Well..."
"Nothing. That's the answer. Nothing was more important than guarding the chicken house, and that is precisely what you were doing."
"Oh, well, I guess I was doing the right thing then, huh?"
"Absolutely wrong."
"Oh, drat. But Hank, if nothing was more important than guarding the chicken house, then I was doing the more important thing, seems to me."
I glared at him. "Are you trying to confuse me?"
"Not really."
"Good. It'd be a waste of your time to try. Furthermore..." At that moment, I realized that I was being stared at by a pair of rooster eyes at close range. You ever been stared at by a rooster at close range? They have this funny way of twisting their heads, see, and blinking their eyes as if they're not sure what they're looking at. As you might have guessed, J.T. Cluck had returned. Without being invited, I might add.
"Oh, it's you again. I was wondering what that was. Did you just come out of the chicken house?"
"Who wants to know?"
"Who do you think, you darn fool dog? Me. I want to know who's coming in and out of my chicken house. You may not know it, mister, and you may not care, but we've been losing eggs in the night."
"I'm aware of that, and as a matter of fact, I just happen to be working on the case at this very moment."
"Huh. Somehow that don't thrill me like it ought to."
"Oh, yeah? Well, thrilling chickens ain't something I'd care to do, even if I didn't have anything else on my agenda, which I do. But while you're here and wasting my time anyway, I might as well ask you a few questions."
"Go ahead. Ask me some questions. Ask me anything. My life's an open book."
"I know. And if you had to make a living selling it, you'd starve to death."
"Say what? What's that supposed to mean?"
"Nothing." I fixed him with a stern gaze and began to pace back and forth in front of him. Did I mention that my mind works better when I... Yes, I did. "All right, let's get down to the brass tacks."
"Fine. I'm ready. Ask me anything. Say, you ever been pecking for gravel and swallow a brass tack? I did that once, and you talk about indigestion. That was the first time in my life that I ever got cavities in my gizzard gravel."
"That's very interesting."
"Yeah, I know. We ain't got teeth. Maybe you didn't realize that. We swallow gravel and it goes down to the gizzard, and the gizzard grinds up our food."
"Yes, I know."
"So we never have problems with our teeth, see? You can't have problems with what you ain't got."
"I'm very happy for you, but..."
"Pretty good system most of the time, but Elsa says... She says a rooster my age has got no business swallowing tacks and nails and running around all that hardware through my gizzard."
"J.T.?
"Causes cavities in the gizzard gravel and gives me indigestion."
"Tell me about last night."
"Huh? Last night? No, this happened several weeks ago."
"Never mind about your indigestion. What happened last night? Did you see or hear anything out of the ordinary?"
"Well, let me think here."
He cocked his head and raised one foot off the ground.
"Yes, I did. I heard something last night that I won't forget for a long time."
"Okay, tell me about it. Describe exactly what you heard and keep to the facts.
You bet. Here we go. You know what was strange about the whole deal?
He glanced over his wing and moved closer.
What was funny about that deal of the busted eggs was that sometime in the deep dark of the night, I woke up. I was on the roost, see, sleeping real good. I woke up in the deep dark of the night and heard...
I stood motionless, waiting to hear the rest. Yes, you heard something. Go on.
No, you wouldn't believe it.
Try me.
No, it's just too outrageous, and I ain't sure I believe it my own self.
Tell me what you heard.
Well, you don't have to screech. I ain't deaf yet. Okay, I'll tell you the rest of the darn story. I woke up in the deep dark of the night, and I heard something. And what I heard was fiddle music.
Fiddle music?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I heard. Fiddle music.
I swung my eyes around to Drover. He was looking up at the clouds. Have you been talking to this rooster behind my back? His gaze drifted down and settled on me. It was as empty a gaze as I'd ever seen.
Oh, hi. I was just watching the clouds. Kinda looks like rain.
Never mind the rain. This rooster says he heard fiddle music last night.
I'll be darned, so did I.
That's quite a coincidence, wouldn't you say? Two unreliable witnesses making the same outrageous claim on the same day?
Sounds pretty crazy, all right.
Exactly, that's my whole point. If only one of you had made such a claim, I might have passed it off as mere chance. But the fact that both of you told the same story points to something deeper and darker.
Yeah, it makes you think we heard the same fiddle.
I couldn't keep from chuckling at his nativity. Naivety. Naivety. At his simple-minded response. Except that there was no fiddle, Drover, and therefore no fiddle music. Now the question becomes, why would you and J.T. Cluck go to the trouble to tell me the same incredible yarn?
Oh, it wasn't any trouble.
I stuck my nose in his face. Could it be that I have exposed a little conspiracy here? Perhaps you were bored and thought it would be fun to pull a practical joke on old Hank?
I don't think so.
Tell him a crazy story about fiddle music in the night? Get him stirred up and running off in all directions? Yes, of course. Nice try, Drover. You almost pulled it off, but you forgot one small detail.
I did?
Yes. You got a rooster to corroborate your story, never realizing that you had picked the most unreliable witness on the entire ranch, never realizing that when interrogating chickens, I always use the principle of reversal.
You do?
Exactly. Which means that to arrive at the truth, I reverse the chicken's testimony. Hence, if a chicken claims to have heard fiddle music, it means that he heard either a tuba or nothing at all.
I'll be darned.
So there you are. You walked right into my trap, Drover.
Maybe it was tuba music.
Having unmasked Drover, I whirled around to expose J.T. Cluck. And as for you, Rooster... He was gone. So I whirled back around to Drover. There, you see, your partner in this little sham. Drover was gone too. Just vanished without a trace. I sat down on the gravel driveway and scratched a troublesome spot on my right ear. Since I had never interrogated myself, I could only speculate on how JT and Drover must have felt as I bored into their tiny minds with my drill bit questions. Must have been a pretty terrifying experience, and who could blame them for running away at the first opportunity? Sometimes I'm frightened by my own powers. Those blinding flashes of insight that light up the dark night of darkness and effumigate every crack and corner of the murky cellar of something. Well, I had wrapped up the case of the phony fiddle music in the night in what must have been near record time. But the case of the broken eggs hung over me like a dark cloud, A gloomy, rolling, dark thunderhead that... Raindrops? Rain? Hard rain? Pellets of hail? Yikes! It was raining snakes and weasels, and also hailstones the size of... I made a dash for the machine shed, but not soon enough to escape getting drenched and peppered with hailstones. Inside, I shook myself and sat down to watch the downpour. All at once, I began to feel that I was being watched. Very slowly, I turned my head on its pivotal mechanism and cast a glance to my right. There, only a few feet away, sat J.T. Cluck and Drover. Drover was grinning.
I thought those clouds might do something.
We was a-wondering how long it'd take you to come in out of that rain. It's like I told Elsa one time. I said, Elsa...
Never mind. I may have been all wet, but I would soon dry off. There was no cure for being a dumb chicken.